The Family. Four men arrested in Lakeview Terrace quadruple killing. Los Angeles Times, September 30th, 1988. Four men were arrested Thursday in a quadruple slaying in which two men, a mother, and her 28-month-old daughter were shot to death at a Lakeview Terrace house where rock cocaine was sold, Los Angeles police said. The four men may also be implicated in two more San Fernando Valley murders, police said. A team of nearly 200 police officers, including members of the department's Special Weapons and Tactics team, raided three fortified drug houses and 12 other locations in the Northeast Valley before all the suspects were arrested, a department spokesman said. Lieutenant Fred Nixon identified the suspects as Stanley Bryant, 30, of Pacoima, Antonio Johnson, 28, of Lakeview Terrace, Nash Newbill, 52, of Lakeview Terrace, and Levi Flack, Jr., 24, whose address had not been determined. Held without bail. Bryant and Johnson were arrested on suspicion of murder, and Newbill and Flack were arrested on suspicion of being accessories to murder. All four were being held without bail at the Foothill Division Jail. The arrests of all four of these people refer to the quadruple murder, Nixon said. There are indications they are implicated in two others. The warrants for the searches of the 15 locations came out of the investigation of all six murders. The investigation is continuing. The locations of the raids and arrests, as well as complete details of the investigation, were unavailable Thursday. But detectives said the arrests stemmed from an investigation centered on the Lakeview Terrace shooting August 28th that left the four people dead. In that incident, police said, two St. Louis men, Andre Armstrong, 31, and James Brown, 43, were killed after they went inside the house in the 11,400 block of Wheeler Avenue. After the two were shot, a man ran out with a shotgun and fired into the car in which Armstrong and Brown had traveled to the house. The blasts killed Loretha Anderson English, 23, of Seaside, and her daughter, Shemise, who were sitting in the back seat. English's one-year-old son, who was also in the back seat, was only slightly injured. Police would not release the boy's name. After the shooting, police said the man with the shotgun jumped into the car and drove about a mile away from the house before abandoning it in an alley. The bodies and the injured child were still inside. Meanwhile, the bodies of Armstrong and Brown were loaded in another car and driven away from the house, police said. Police found them 3 days later in Lopez Canyon.